Oh my god.
Oh my god.
My god.
Don't ever.
Countdown on the clock again. Feel like I'm playing in a game that I can never win. Time is running out, I know I gotta make a choice. So many whispers in my ear that I can't hear my voice. Tell me, will it end the situation that I'm in?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, episode 15, the show reminding you, if you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. I'm one of your hosts, Frosty. Alongside me is the man with the doctorate in thugonomics, the great one, Resident Daryl.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, no. No.
And his name was John Cena.
And last but certainly not least, the man with the face only a mother could love, T-Bird.
Flipping him off if y'all can't see this.
That's not a very PG gesture.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to us today, we greatly appreciate it. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. What's up, guys?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. You know what? You know what? Before we really get into things, I had already made my mind that today's trash talk session was going to be directed towards those trophy hoes. And I was going to just, you know what I'm saying, kind of gravitate towards my hero, my childhood hero, Bret Hart. And like Monday, he announced that he had prostate cancer. And I was like, that has bothered me all week long.
Breaks your heart, man.
So, much love to Bret Hart. And that dude's going to be in my prayers. I almost said, almost dropped the bomb. Anyways, that dude's going to be in my prayers because I was such a huge Bret Hart fan as a kid. Like, we watch all the VHS tapes of the pay-per-views because we didn't, we had a video store when we were kids, or my parents did.
That's what I did. I rented all the VHSs.
Saturday mornings, I'd watch, you know what I'm saying, reruns of Raw and stuff like that. And, well, I don't even remember if it was Raw back then, but it was WWF. And Bret Hart would come down.
I envied every kid.
Got the sunglasses. Oh, my God, dude. I was like, that could be me.
I'd like to meet those people now with the sunglasses. Dude, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes. Probably saw
got them in a glass case.
Has an alarm set on so nobody can go in and ninja them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Bret Hart, man, my childhood hero. So, I came in here just like, I was really, really ready to just drop some trash talk to the tune of the Hitman. And I ain't gonna lie, every time I just start thinking about being the excellence execution, it's just like, God, dude. And his speech, man, his speech about having the cancer or whatever, how he's like, he used some of his like one-liners to talk about how he's going to, you know what I'm saying, like, overcome this situation.
Yeah.
Dude's still a hero.
Oh, so, yeah.
Anyways, I'm gonna hold back on that one.
Well, way to start out the show.
I know, on a somber note. So, well, how about this? How about let's toast to old Bret Hart. Yeah.
I got to do it. Yeah, I said I was going to wait. I'm going to do it.
So, this right here, Bret Hart, we know you're listening. This is to you and overcoming all the odds, being the excellence of execution, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
But
that was the best opening ever.
In all seriousness, though, Bret screwed Bret.
What? No.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so I'm rocking the Monster Energy Ultra Black.
Long pause. I'm like,
Everyone wanted to make that joke.
Awkward pause.
So yes, this is zero sugar, zero calories.
I need to get that.
This is so good. Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
So we start this show off right, like we always do, after toasting to the best there is, best there was, best there ever will be.
That's right.
What are you guys playing?
T-Bird, why don't you lay it on us? You've been the big dog this week.
I'm laying a smackdown on some achievements for the achievement war.
Dude, on them Rudy Poo.
Right. I finished Gone Home. Loved it. It's kind of short, if you know what you're doing.
Well, you live right around the corner, so.
What did you think about it? Real talk, though. Like,
I liked it.
Did it give you the feels?
Yeah.
What was it? It was like a
Puzzle game, platformer.
It's a third person action adventure murder mystery.
Kind of, yeah.
CSI, but better.
Yeah.
Me?
I liked it. But then I went on to Thomas is Alone. Got all the achievements on that.
Like the Thomas the Train?
No, he wasn't a train. He was a rectangle.
So you 100%
same two, shape.
You 100% two games this week?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen that game. Like, they want me to spend money on this. Like, I can't do it.
Do it.
Was it fun
on the squares?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
He says it's a good platformer. He said you like it.
Yeah.
Is it as good as Super Meat Boy?
Define good. Super Meat Boy is good in its own way.
His own maniacal evil way.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And I'm starting Tales from Borderlands, so that's going to be my next 100% game.
This Joker right here, he showed up. he ain't no joke. You know, so
show him out.
As we're going through what we're playing, I'm going to go ahead and drop some numbers. So, T-Bird in the February 2016 Achievement Hunt has acquired 2,435 achievement points.
Dropping bombs.
Yeah.
What about you, Frost?
Dropping mixtapes. I have like 250. Hey, let's not make this about me, guys.
Killing it, man. I don't know if I can keep up.
Well, considering I'm not playing chump games.
None of those were chump games.
No, I'm just kidding.
Minus Tails.
All seriousness, that's really impressive. Like, straight out the gate.
Don't be impressed with that. It's not that impressive.
Not like the fact that you jump right in, you grab the bull by the horns, and you're mean in business. Now, I'm revisiting some of these games that I really enjoyed on the 360. Like Stranglehold.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, third person, just chaotic. Everything gets destroyed by your bullets. Like, the really funny thing about that game I completely forgot about was the fact that you don't reload. Like, you pick up weapon. Like, yeah. You pick up submachine guns, and it just has a number at the bottom. It says 200. And you can literally sit there and just hold the button. Like,
and you fire 200 rounds, and you go to the next
one. Yeah. And, like, if you run out of ammo, you just pick up a weapon off the ground and just keep going. But, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with that. I forgot, though, that you had to beat the game first before you can unlock hard bold mode. So when you do that,
like, it's so hard.
It's so freaking hard. And you got to go back through the game, and that's where all your big achievements come from. I'm trying really hard not to call it achievements trophies.
It's tough. When trophies are the, you know, it's like saying like Band-Aid. Like, Band-Aid was a brand, but now those little fabric straps that keep you from bleeding everywhere are just all called Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trophy is a brand, and now all things that pop are called trophies.
I wouldn't say that. that's just, you're that. Stretching that one.
You're actually making things more difficult for me.
Yeah.
But I played a little bit of that. I played Homefront.
All right, now tell the people what you thought about Homefront.
I really enjoyed it.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. Don't I enjoyed
lie
the game.
Don't let him lie. Don't make
I
him
enjoy the game.
Lie.
I
don't.
I just think it was a little. I think the story was a little overhyped because the whole time I was playing, I was like, I've seen this before. Like,
guess what? The story didn't have to be overhyped. It sucked.
You suck. That story was awesome.
It was okay.
Okay, you said that but to me, you know, the other day. It was like Red Dawn. Which I happen to think the home turf invasion stories are great.
They're great.
Are good stories.
But, like, if it's done before, then, you know.
Samson Simpson, I stick to my story.
Well, I mean, like I said, I enjoyed the game. I had a lot of fun with it. Go back now, playing it on hard. And I got through the first mission, and it wasn't really that bad. I'm assuming it gets harder. Like, I'm not looking forward to the helicopter level and hard. I can imagine it being pretty hard. But yeah, that's where the bulk of my achievements lie in that game. And then I'm going to go and play probably one of my favorite games on the 360, Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Call of Duty World of War.
On veteran. On veteran, yeah.
On veteran.
While cutting myself. So I'm really looking forward to those. Now, I remember a lot of the achievements being online.
T-Hunt.
Like, yeah, like, that wouldn't be so bad, but this time I'm not going to have anybody to play with.
Yeah, but T-Hunt by yourself on realistic in that game is intense.
It is. It really is.
It's intense. But, you know, we could couch co-op that
we
experience.
Could. We should do that.
We should put your PS4 camera on us. Stream us playing the 360.
It'll just be us.
That's all people need.
Like, what are these guys playing? Just making a mystery the whole time. Like,
why are they yelling?
Win a $20 PSN card if you guess what we're playing.
Yeah, what we it'd be or, cool is if we
if you could actually do that. Actually, no, you don't have a Kinect anymore. So
no, see, that's the thing. I saw
everybody sold their Kinect to.
I don't have it anymore.
Everyone sold it to Deadmau5, and he did a he did a show at the Video Game Awards.
Yeah. Look at me, my Kinects. You're all hypnotized. They were like a bunch of little flashy things from Men in Black.
Yeah.
Like, forget you ever bought this. So you got about 250 points. T-Bird with the 24-35. That's not bad. Now,
one more thing. I did play CSI a little bit. Easy 1,000. But it's going to take me a while because it's so slow and it's not very
fun. Don't do it.
Not very fun.
Don't do it.
But I think I'm going to beat it just because it's... Like, one of the achievements in the game that I got was visiting the options, the options menu.
That's a
You press start, you go to option, and it's like 15 points. Bloop! 15-point achievement.
So you've got about 250. Tanner's got 24-35. I busted out a 1,380-point stretch this week. Now, I honestly didn't even think I'd get to play. So I'm actually pretty satisfied with dropping 1,380 points. I played Gone Home. Everyone was hyping. First time learning how to drink a Monster.
I remember my first Monster.
Jesus. He's like, 1,300 points. I also played Gone Home, per Tanner's request. T-Bird, the Hannah Montana.
Uh-oh, government name.
Everybody was like, play Gone Home, and give you the feels.
You got to have feelings.
Why do I keep getting criticized about the same? Everybody says the same thing. I'm like, they're like, how do you feel about Gone Home? I was like, well, didn't really click with me. I'm not a confused young girl, so.
Well, I am. So connect with me.
I feel you.
So, and I was like, it really lost me about the time that.
Don't say nothing.
I like to spoil things. I like to spoil things.
I know, but I kind of want him to...
I like big spoils, and I cannot lie.
I want him to play it maybe one day so we can all talk about it.
I told him he could play it here. Spoiler cast, PG spoilers.
You know why? Because it'd only take you about 30 minutes, really.
I mean, in 2 hours, you could, you know...
Like, no joke, you could if you don't really care about a story, you can get 1,000 points in that in 30 minutes.
It took me longer than 30 minutes, but...
So, if you... Yeah.
And the thing is, I went through a good bit of the story, you know what I'm saying? And then by the time I lost interest in it, I'm like, okay, I see where this is going. I expected one thing, and I'm trying not to spoil it because it just came out. I expected one thing, and
didn't happen.
That wasn't what happened. So
this ain't Gears of War.
whenever the story started to change into something that didn't resonate with me, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm lost interest, let's just speed run. And so I got 1,000 points for that game in about an hour and a half. So and the game looks good. It's first person exploration. You know me, I like games like that. I felt like it was in the vein of Everyone's Gone to the Rapture or Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. Like that style of game. Not near as pretty, but it still looked good.
Remember though, this game is older.
Yeah, and I mean, this game's like takes place. This game did what I wish more games would do. Gone Home stayed in one house, but this house was massive. Like it went to, you could go in all the rooms, all the closets. You know what I'm saying? Like everything.
Cool. Yeah, you could open almost anything in the house. Yeah,
any game with a mansion.
Yeah,
rocks. I'm just saying.
And so it took place back in the 90s. So, you know, you saw VHS tapes and, you know what I'm saying, tube TVs and bullcrap. So it was cool. Like the theme of it all was cool as far as the setting, environment and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like it had some neat stuff to it. But over the overall story didn't go where I thought it was going to go. And then I lost interest. So, no feels for me.
I had all the feels.
Yeah. No feels for me. I played that.
T-Bird zapped your feels. He, like, absorbed your feels.
I'll just take it all. Yeah. I don't care.
Like John Coffey.
Also played Homefront. I think it's funny we all played so many of the similar games. I also played
Homefront.
It's like
we share the same games.
It's like we, yeah. It's crazy. I beat it on PS3. So my first experience with it was on PS3. And I love that game. I think it's got a great story. I think the environment tells some of the story as well. Like in the opening scene, I think we said this on an episode before, but it's like there's like all the Korean soldiers killing all the Americans and all the people, you know what I'm saying, in the opening right there when you're on that bus. And then there's that part where you got to turn the corner and the freaking soldiers kill those two parents and the kids left there just screaming and crying. And as you turn the corner, it runs over to the bodies and is checking it out. I'm like, that game.
See, that part didn't give me no feels. No feels.
No, you just,
no, I'm just kidding.
Like,
zero F's were given.
And see, that game grabbed me instantly. Yeah.
Now, it did put you in the setting very well. I will give it that. So, you know, and then the story went horrible. Like, you know, I don't know.
It was pretty bad.
I love, and it had some really good, I'm ignoring that. It has really good trophies and achievements because there's not like a ton of them, but like the ones they have is like, you know, you have to play a level maybe four times to get it. Because there's beat the levels without dying, beat the levels on the hardest difficulty. You know what I'm saying? Then there's like chapter 3 where you're at the Tiger Direct. With all the NOS and full
product placement.
Machines. Yeah.
From start to finish, that game had so much
Which was
placement.
Cool. It was just cool because it really did. It's like, oh, these are things we see every day here in America. Like, this game takes place on our home front. So it did there.
Yeah.
Bad.
And, you know, so anyways, going through that game, and then there's like shoot 5 guys while they're on fire from the phosphorus.
Yeah. There's also a
And there's one for don't shoot anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like stuff like that to me is cool because it's like
it's not a super long game either, so
it's not. But I love the option to go back and play a scenario or a section different.
Yeah.
See, what I think, and this is something I want us to discuss in detail on a different show, but what I think makes or breaks the trophy and achievement system is giving the player an option to play differently than they may or may not have chose to in the first place, you know.
I agree with that,
and that's why I like kill achievements. You know, like let's say you got a gun. You know, like I was talking about Uncharted a few weeks ago. Like if you go blasting through with the same gun the whole game because it's what you like, it's what you're comfortable with, you're not going to get all the kill achievements, you know. But if you like, hey, you know, we designed this specifically, you know, to do things a certain way. Like, why don't you try it out? As a matter of fact, we'll give you 10 points or a trophy if you can get 30 kills with this particular gun. You know, I think that's what's cool. To me, that's giving the player, you have the choice not to do it, obviously. But to me, it's giving me an incentive to go back and do a certain way. Like, I love and hate the Resident Evil achievements.
Yeah.
Because they're so good. God darn hard. Like, beat the game with just a knife. You know, don't use it. Like, thank you for giving me an incentive to go back through the game with just
beat
a knife.
Beat the game with no control.
That's kind of like Dishonored. There's three ways you can play that game. You can, or I think there's three endings. Kill everybody. Don't not kill anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think there's only two. I thought there was like a third option.
The third option is do a little bit of both.
Yeah, there you go then.
It could be like Dark Souls. Beat the game without dying, casual scum.
Is it really one for Dark Souls? I haven't looked in a while.
God, I hope not. I will not be getting that platinum.
So, but anyways, Homefront, obviously, I like that game. I'll sing that game's praises. I'm stoked about the new Homefront game coming out. I will most definitely be playing that game. More than likely going to do the review for Proving Gamer on that game, on that particular title. Very excited. I also played some Killer Instinct. I like Killer Instinct. It's pretty cool. You and I actually played that a little bit before the show. Mm-hmm. I want to get good at it. I want to get good.
Get good.
Yeah. So, and that's something that I can play with my son. And, you know, he's like really, really good at games. So he's already whipping me. You know, he's like, he'll get spinal and just freaking wear the hiney out. He don't really get that chain in the combos together. So right now it's just...
you don't have to. Like.
Right now it's like find a cheap move and just do it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Every fighting
game. So he plays online? He's a, kind of a ranked match king.
So
King of the Hill.
And then last night while I was doing some work for Proven Gamer, speaking of Proven Gamer, provengamer.com, reviews, previews, all kinds of cool stuff, cool announcements. Anyways, check it out. So I was doing some stuff for Proven Gamer last night, or trying to. My laptop was giving me Hades. And I was just kind of going through the motions on The Walking Dead, the Telltale's Season 1 Walking Dead, because I have beat that game and platinumed it on PlayStation.
You played it blindfolded.
Okay, so when that game came out, I probably could. But like when that game came out, I beat it on 360, and I bought it episode by episode. I was totally enamored, totally immersed in it, loved it.
So we had 2 years for it?
No, they actually had a schedule then. I mean, it wasn't a great schedule, but it was a schedule. But Honcho and I were really like looking forward to that game. That goes to show you how long that game's been out.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yep. And so, anyways, we were both talking about it. We were both like, man, $25 for a Walking Dead game, and each episode's going to be a couple hours a piece. This is great. We were stoked. So as each episode came out, I played it. I beat it 100% it on 360. Then as soon as I got my PS3, because shortly after I bought my second PS3, I bought that game for $5 for the whole season. It was on sale. So I was like, yeah, that was my introduction to the PlayStation sales as well. So I bought it for $5, went through it and platinumed it. That was my first PlayStation Platinum. And that, when that platinum popped, I was like, man, that's kind of cool. You know, you get all the trophies and you get this thing called a platinum. I like this. First PlayStation Vita platinum. I got my Vita, and then I went and bought The Walking Dead. So it wasn't my first PS4 platinum, though.
Isn't it funny how y'all were so excited about The Walking Dead being episodic and paying $20 an episode for it?
No, $5 an episode.
It was a $5 an episode? Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's $25 for the game.
But y'all were excited about it, regardless being episodic. But then, like, Final Fantasy Remake is pronounced. I was like, what do you mean it's going to be episodic?
Well,
like, the previous game wasn't episodic. That's why.
Well, and the thing is, I like the episodic thing. Like, I loved when Revelations did it. Revelations 2, Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that, but see, they did it right. They did it week by week. You know, I think the episodes are cool. It's different, you know. It's different than the traditional way of getting a game. And it's like, here's a chunk of a game, and then here's a cliffhanger. You know, and the cliffhangers are good. And that game, the Telltale games do a very good job of, with the storytelling and keeping you, you know what I'm saying, thirsty for more. So anyway, so I went through, long story short, I mean, I know I'm rambling, but I've beaten The Walking Dead on every console but Xbox One. I'm down 360, PS3, PS Vita, PS4, and now I'm going to finish it 1000G, Xbox One, probably by tonight, and then I will 100% have finished that game on every platform that it rewards you. Now, I have it on iOS, I got it on my iPad, and it lags and runs like...
Well, you were playing on an iPad 1, so that could have been the problem.
Yeah, it's still alive. Like, it just, my iPad 1 wouldn't die. So anyways, so I did The Walking Dead, Homefront. I got Call of Duty Ghost for 360.
I still gotta go through that one.
Probably gonna do that one this weekend. And then I will have beat that game on all platforms.
What about Black Ops 3? We want to do that one.
We'll do that this month for sure. I turned 31 this month, so there will be some some video game celebrations.
If you do a little celebration for that, I'm not going to be there because I want to be just hiding in my room, in my corner with my Xbox, trying to get trophies or achievements.
Yep, say it again. Say it again. Now, actually, this year, last year we did the big one for me turning 30. No, this year, nothing. No party, nothing crazy like that.
This is the big one, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm going to bite the big one. That's so gross.
Sorry. You get that out.
What is Remember the Loot most known for? Slurping on their drinks in the microphone. Because people love that stuff.
No, what I asked for my birthday for my wife is just a uninterrupted time alone with my consoles.
That ain't gonna happen.
She's like, babe, what do you want to do? I was thinking about us doing something special, just me, just you. And I'm like,
nah, Trey, get out of here.
I kind of just want to play games. She's like, babe, what do you want for your birthday? She's like, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, nothing. Just get. Let me play my. Like, can I play some PlayStation for the day?
Nope.
Like, can you just like watch the kids and leave me alone for about 8 hours?
Leave like, Brittany alone.
And then Daryl woke up.
She's like, you can have anything in the world. What do you want right now? I was like, my PlayStation and my Xbox controllers and quiet.
Pair of boxers and my PlayStation 4.
How about this? How about order me a pizza? I'll be in my room. Do not disturb until tomorrow.
Don't disturb me when I'm cleaning my room.
Don't disturb me when I'm cleaning my room. So with that being said, here is a... achievement hunt update. Now, we have a few jabronis that did not send in their scores like they're supposed to. So, you automatically get a zero. That's right, Brian. Nah, he told me he couldn't send his stuff in until tomorrow.
Brian ain't got time for achievements, man.
He's trying.
He is hawking that scavenger hunt.
Dude, he's trying. Yeah, he is.
Speaking,
go ahead, man.
What'd you have?
I see what you did there.
Go to provinggamer.com. We are giving away a free PS4 and or Xbox One. That's right. You can win both. Go to provinggamer.com for details on how you can win. Do not pass this up. Neat little way you can win, but I'm not going to spoil it for you. Just got to go to the website and figure out how.
You know what? Like I like spoilers, though. Yeah, remember, the loot's all about them spoilers. All right, so... before I go into the actual updated who's winning in the achievement hunt, I wanted to say this. It is near impossible this day and age to get people to believe that your contest you're running for free Xbox and free PlayStation is legit, because there's so many scams out there these days. So I go to a different podcast group that we're all a part of, and I drop a little line there. I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? There's 10,000, 11,000 people here.
Crickets.
Yeah, I was like, every time somebody posts, there's somebody out there that likes it. And I'm like, hey, our website, provinggamer.com, is giving away a Xbox One PS4, and it is 100% legit, and I even tagged other people that function in the group. I'm like, I don't know if this matters to anybody, but like these people know that I'm not like some bogus scam artist.
Could maybe hit up some of the admins.
Well, I get, I didn't...
they could post it, because yeah. their word is credible.
Yeah, oh, I thought my
their word
too.
Is law.
So. Yeah, I mean, like,
either way, what I did was I went on there and I dropped a line, and I've talked everyone I've talked to. They're like, okay, cool, like people, this is real, and one of you will really win this. So I think after the first one is like, whatever, somebody wins one of them, well, then it's going to be like,
yeah, they may already have one and may not be interested, but I know a few people right now that are. Hawking the site and when, wanting to win that.
If I could do it, I'd do it.
When almost 40 million people have a PS4.
I could use another Xbox.
I could use another PS4. The wifey needs one. Mm-hmm. So anyways, Achievement Hunt, February 2016. This is what we got. I'm going to start from the top.
Started from the bottom now. Or Cray.
Cray319 is really, really... pulling it out there with 2,905. So he is technically first place.
Boo!
He's chumping his way through
He's chumping his way through it. Yep, he's going one Telltale game at a time. But hey, you know
No, not one at a time. Two at a time.
He has two TVs up, legitimately.
A 360 and an Xbox One and a controller in each hand. And he literally sent me a picture of him like getting achievements.
No, he sent you a picture... No, of his says, TVs. He didn't send you a picture of him and his wife playing.
You're right.
Disqualification.
Hey, I call shenanigans.
I don't know, man.
Disqualification.
Nicole 319 didn't enter this contest.
We didn't set no
disqualification.
We didn't set Tanner. We didn't set no rules.
No, we didn't.
I mean,
you could technically pay somebody to play.
Hey, man.
Xbox Frost all day
war
long.
Is hell.
Frosty.
That's right.
War is hell, huh?
I'm gonna give you my 360 with my profile, and I'm going to buy the stack of Telltale games.
I'll do it.
You got a month.
I'll do it because I've legitimately been wanting to play them.
They're really good, too.
We can actually.
I like pop-up books. I'll play them.
All right. In second place would be the Hannah Montana himself with 2,435 points. Now, that is nipping on the heels of somebody who's dual-wielding consoles.
And not really chumping my way.
And you're not really chumping your way. You're playing legit platformers, and you're like legitimately knocking out your backlog. And that's something that Tanner and I have talked about multiple times this week.
That's what I will be doing next month.
The trophy wars, the achievement hunts, these are community events that Remember the Loot has put together, you know what I'm saying, in association with ProvenGamer.com. And what our intents are is bringing together a group of people, you know what I'm saying, with like minds and like interests, and, you know what I'm saying, playing some games together, playing some games competitively, having something cool to talk about on the podcast, but most of all, for us, is knocking out that broke backlog. And that is what's exciting to me, knocking out these stacks of games. I'll get to it eventually. In third place, that old great one, Resident Daryl, with 1,380 points. Now, that's not near as impressive as these two almost 3,000 point people. But keep in mind, Resident Daryl, that's one busy mofo, and he don't usually play till the weekends. I ain't even hit my stride yet.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't gonna make a difference.
Fourth place would be B Button Boy, with 1,310 points.
B Button Guy, isn't it?
B Button Guy, B Button Boy. What's the difference?
Same thing.
Hopefully he'll get offended and he'll start pumping out some more points.
B-Button Chump.
I tell you what, though. Now, B-Button Boy, B-Button Chump, he started off strong. Now, I came out the gate with 85 points. And I was thinking, can't nobody touch me. 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, got up, playing the Xbox. I'm like, and I was playing Zeroes, or however you say it.
Zeroes.
That's actually a really cool game. I forgot to mention I was playing that, but that's a third person, you know what I'm saying, it's third person, but it's like a side scroll action game. It's pretty neat. I don't know if it's two. It's probably 2.5D.
Is it like a side? Is it beat 'em up?
Beat 'em up and shooter. It's both. You have a gun and you punch.
I'm thinking about getting 1,000 point on that one.
I think it's definitely achieve.
It's attainable.
It's attainable. Yeah. But it's fun. You know, like I turned it on. I was like, yeah. When I get up at 4 a.m, sometimes I haven't slept much. Sometimes I have. Just depends on how hard I worked out the day before. But sometimes I just feel like garbage, and I'm just like, I'm up, but I'm just like, don't need to be up. Like, I should probably be trying to sleep like a normal person.
You probably should.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that.
And but like, them achievements ain't going to get themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I go downstairs, and I fired up the old X-Bone, and I'm like, you know what? I'm trying this game out. And I started punching and kicking stuff, and it's good. I enjoy that game. So I come out of the game with 85 points thinking, I got this. I got this, man. And then I get a text message, you know what I'm saying, like 4 or 5 hours later, on our Facebook group, Remember Loot podcast at Facebook.com, and B-Button Boy or B-Button Guy or B-Button Stick or whatever, and he's like, inside the first 24 hours, I've got 1,200 points.
So. Yeah, that's kind of where I threw in the white flag, and I was like, ah, just kidding, I'm not giving up.
Well,
I'll go down with a fight. Gonna be bad for me, but
I think the person in last is trying to go down with that with the fight. I can't talk words.
Yeah,
it's your, words.
It's your first day.
So much words. Wow.
Last person is gonna try to go down with whatever.
Yeah, let's, you know what? Just stop. That's not gonna work. You know what?
You messed yourself up.
God,
here's the thing. Every single episode, there is some section of the podcast where you tell me to edit something out, and every single episode, I leave it in.
I know you do.
So every episode, it's Tanner calling like, "Hey, edit that out," and I leave it in there.
It's because I see the high production value podcasts do the same thing. So I mean, like, why not?
In fifth place would be a PS4 or die. With 240 points, or 250 points, whatever it is.
Scrub.
So. Well, my goal is to keep it low, so I don't look like I'm trying to make that jump over to the Xbox
land. It's like, I showed up and participated. I got my 5.
Yeah, and I didn't even turn the console on.
I see what you did there.
Well, it gets better, because there are people that signed up, legitimately signed up for the hunt, that have 0.
Don't forget about the one person.
I ain't got there yet. In sixth place, we have old Dirk Alert coming out for blood, he said, at 50 points.
Killing it, man.
He's waxing.
That's gonna be real tough to keep up with.
But you know what? Seriously.
You ain't even put your battle dress on yet.
That dude's got access to every single game released.
Yes, he does.
And all it's going to take is one weekend, two weekends, or him just saying, you know what? I got this. And he is a legitimate contender. And just because the first week he didn't start off on all four cylinders doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's my excuse.
My thing is, I didn't even think I was going to get to play. And you've been streaming for Proven Gamer. You know, you got reviews coming up. Like, no joke, honestly and truthfully, and this is, you take it for what you will.
And I work when everyone's home playing games.
Yeah.
That sucks. The whole time I'm at work, I'm like, geez. Like, T-Bird's racking up achievements right now.
I've only really played for 6 hours total with my games, so ain't bad.
No lifer.
Well, here's
casual.
I know.
Honestly and truthfully, and I want all of you achievement hunters to listen in real close.
All five of us.
Well, there's 10 or 12 people.
Lean in, my child.
Well, yeah. There's six of us that are actually doing something right now.
Six people actually have points. Now, I know this, Jew Nicodemus, or Goo Nicodemus,
what?
Brian Pat.
Oh.
Like, are you just making up stuff now?
No, that's his name. Anyways, he has points, but he does not have internet. So what he does, he beats games, like he's beating an Assassin's Creed game, but he doesn't know which achievements he does and doesn't have. So he looks them up and says, okay, I'm going to do this. He does it in hopes that the achievement pops. But when you're not hooked up to the internet, the Xbox doesn't pop at all.
It's really annoying.
When you plug it to the internet, it will pop a bunch of them.
But hey, it's like when you hook it up.
Yes.
Oh.
It's when you hook it up, though. It's like Christmas all over again.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Look at all these things.
2 hours later.
Well, you know.
Stop. Like,
the PS4, when it's not hooked to the internet, will pop the trophies, and you'll see them, but you can't sync it, so you don't get to see all of them. So they both have flaws. You know what I'm saying? The difference is he's going in this thing blind, and he doesn't have a clue what he's got. And he won't know until tomorrow.
He was talking about doing Shovel Knight.
Yes.
I kind of stopped him, maybe.
Shovel Knight's amazing.
Nah, man.
Like, it's not good for achievements.
Doesn't matter.
It's not really.
This whole thing's about fun.
it's not good for achievements.
God darn that game's good.
Well, this whole thing's about fun. So anyways, for all you achievement hunters, I want you to listen in real good. If Frosty and I went beat you, you should be ashamed. Because we work full-time jobs. Frosty works two jobs. I've got a young family. We both work for ProvingGamer.com. We've got game reviews coming up this month. Unboxings and yada, yada, yada.
And we don't really like playing Xbox.
So if we beat you, I don't even have anything actually.
You should rage quit right now.
Yeah, actually, what we're gonna do is when we both beat Cray, then we're gonna make Cray convert to a PlayStation 4. When Cray 319, Mr. almost 200,000 gamer score, loses to the PS4 fanboys, then he should totally
fangirls.
Let same the thing. PS4 consume you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Remember the Loot, a Proven Gamer podcast. Now we go to a segment we like to call News for Noobs. This segment is brought to you by Fight Stick Guy. For custom handcrafted arcade style fight sticks for your fighting game enthusiasts, go to facebook.com/fightstickguy because you don't bring a pad to a stick fight. Speaking of Fight Stick Guy, Street Fighter V's coming out.
Oh, snap.
Who getting that? Who getting that?
Not me.
We're all going to get that.
I'm getting that, yes.
I heard there's some fight nights coming up.
There is a fight night coming up. Proving Gamer's first official fight night is coming up February 19th.
Oh, snap.
Street Fighter comes out the 16th, so on Tuesday. That Friday.
On a Tuesday. And get my Street Fighter on a Tuesday.
No. Just to stop that.
I like it. Anyways. it's me, B-Button Guy, Brian from Fight Stick Guy. We're going to be streaming Street Fighter 5.
Street Fighter.
Beating the tar out of each other.
Oh, so wait. So you're getting it on PS4.
Mm-hmm.
B Button's getting it on Xbox?
Is he?
That's the question mark at the end?
I have no idea.
B Button, when you listen, text, write in,
That'll be on Monday. Frigate. I'll just message him. Because I was thinking, is like, you guys. I was thinking, you guys, because I know you got some unboxing videos and all that stuff coming from y'all's special editions and stuff. February is the achievement hunt. If he got it on X-Bone, y'all could freaking stream and play on X-Bone and get some cheese.
Nah, we're playing on PS4.
Yes, yes, right, right. Continue.
Anyways, so go to twitch.tv/provengamer, February 19th. It's on a Friday.
On a Friday.
And check out Proving Gamer's first official fight night. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So yeah, moving on with the news. Voting on PS Plus games is back.
Dude, how?
Thanks to us.
Thank you. Remember the loop. Sonny was listening in. A milestone in our podcast careers.
We made a difference.
She was like, those boys. We need to bring that back for those boys.
Oh, you know they're right. We haven't done that.
We need to start harping on the name change.
You know, let's get on that bandwagon.
Can we fix one thing?
Would you change your name if you could?
Yeah.
No. I would.
Because you're not 25 anymore.
I'm not 25. I would change my name to...
You can't say it on air.
Big Dan 69.
420.
420 Kush.
If y'all were to put 420 Kush or any kind of X's in y'all's names, I would punch y'all in your Richards.
In the Richards. All right. So what are we voting on?
Broforce.
Dude. I know, go another bro game. This doesn't have ponies and rainbows.
Oh my god, bro shooter, dude.
I don't know what those ones are.
Who wants to go play Call of Duty?
Call of Duty.
Me.
But yeah, 2D platforming shooter game where you get to use Rambo and Terminator and RoboCop.
I'm in. Take my PlayStation Plus subscription money.
Yes.
You know what?
Sorry, I just put the news down.
Way to go.
This just in. There is some breaking news that you have heard here first on Remember the Loot.
Oh, yeah? Yes. What is it?
I'm sitting here waiting for you to say it, Daryl.
Do tell.
So there is a new inductee into the old Suck Clan. And apparently his name is Tricky Mick. And this little write-up is a little tricky. There's a lot of landmines and grenades on this little write-up if you look all around. But yeah, apparently old Proven Gamer Tricky Mick got on his trophy whore high horse and said that he was going to enter this achievement hunt, which he did not. So guess what? You got a big fat zero. But he says, I'm going to go on and I'm going to get all the achievements for Netflix and Hulu and watching TV. And all his little jabroni boys were like, oh, Tricky, you do so good. Oh, you make us so proud, Tricky. Go get the points. And not a one of them nuggets.
Oh.
Not a one of them nuggets knew anything. You know what, Donnie? Unfortunately.
You're part of the nuggets.
Not one of them nuggets.
Not a nugget.
Knew anything.
Champion.
About how achievements even work. Yeah, it pops the achievement sound. And yes, you get a little description. And yes, it says something catchy and something funny like BoobTuber. But guess what, jabronis? You get 0 points for that.
That's like getting the third place ribbon on field day.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's like, oh, did you show up to school today? Here's your trophy, Tricky. And this trophy hoochie jabroni and his little clan of nuggets think they're going to beat us in a war. They don't even know how these things work as achievement work. I don't know, but I'm going to get all of them for Netflix. How do trophies work? I don't know. I just play Lego.
How's the positive track on the Plymouth work?
It just does.
Why is the sky blue? Why are boobs good?
So yes. Anyway, Tricky Mick and the Funky Bunch, listen here. we say that because y'all have no idea how achievements work. Say when you don't know how trophies work. And come March, when we lay the smack down on the trophy hoochies.
The troll fruity trophy booties.
It's going to be on. So a new Power Rangers movie has been announced. Who's excited?
I am.
Green Ranger's in it?
Yes. I think all of them are in it.
all the colors. All
of the I'm saying like all the shows.
Yeah. I'd love to see like freaking.
I think it's still in early stages of like.
Yeah, I know they've been announcing the cast and stuff. So.
But the Green Ranger is the center point.
That's the only one that matters. That one and Kimberly from the when we were kids.
Is she in
Pink
it?
Pink Ranger? I don't know, but
I think she might be.
That's every guy's first crush from like 1987 up. That's yep. That was your first.
I heard the beep right there.
How's that a beep? That's biology.
Family friendly.
That's science.
You don't need to be teaching kids about...
Tyrannosaurus!
Yeah, but
no.
It's French.
No. It's French. Whatever with that. So yeah, I'm excited. Is Ivan Ooze going to be in it?
Ivan Ooze.
I want Lord Zedd.
Rita.
Yeah, Rita. Yeah, Rita's in it.
Rita's gonna be
yes.
in it.
I'm excited about that.
Yep, yep.
I love for it to be like a like dark, you know, it, like the YouTube
gonna be a
short film.
Some stupid origin story.
Was it Goldar?
Why Rita's evil.
Yeah, Goldar.
That was his name, yes.
Alpha. I got something really
funny. Get in my butties.
Dude, my freaking granddad says that. He'll get like super stressed about something. He'll be like, ay, yeah, yeah.
And I'm he start waving his arm.
He's just wobbling back and forth, and then a little red light goes across his face. So.
Zordon.
Rangers. Dude, yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Let them come. Wii U sales passed 12 million, and Amiibo hits 20.5 million.
Shocker.
So, figures so better than actual consoles.
Well, they're cheaper. But true. There's a million of them.
And they're actually fun to play with.
Oh! Unlike the Wii U.
Like
the...
Like not like... I really like Amiibos, because, you know, I'm into, like, collecting figures and put them in my... Next to my... Power tools and my hunting rifles. And, you know, like, just having little... Kirby doll or Mario doll, like, that's cool, but god, like 20 bucks a piece.
15,
bro. Look, there's like there's the floor,
dude.
I got like 400 Skylanders in this room.
There's like two,
dude. You could like buy stock in Walmart with.
Yeah, I've got like Skylanders. We legit have like 200 or 300 freaking Skylanders, and I got like 20 freaking
games.
No, Infinity characters, Disney Infinities. I'm like,
that's me. Like, replace every one of them Skylanders with a Dragon Ball Z figure in about a year. That's gonna be my shelf in my room.
I'd be okay with that.
Like, I single handedly put Sue in business.
There's
Sue
like
is the lady at the flea market.
The flea market lady. Yeah.
And I buy from her because they're cheap. Because if you go online, they're really expensive.
Yeah,
but they're
like
really
like that Bloodborne figure.
How much was that Bloodborne figure?
$468.
So you
should message.
You got yours
him.
Pre-ordered?
No.
You should message him. Like, I give you $50.
I give you about a tree 50. There's only like two Amiibos that I actually really want. One's like a Toys R Us exclusive, and it's Pokemon. It's called Lucario.
Pokemon. Yeah.
And Pikachu. That's see, all that's I want.
Like Detective Pikachu?
No. Have you heard that? Have it,
yeah,
that he actually talks.
Yeah.
It's like weird.
That. Oh, they're trying to get Danny DeVito to do the voice of...
No,
that's actually
no.
A petition that someone on the internet started.
That would be funny.
That'd be
awesome. But no, it's some angry Japanese man.
Yeah.
Talking is Pikachu.
That sounds terrifying.
He's actually saying words, not just Pika Pika.
You know what else is terrifying?
Hey, it's me, Pikachu, hey.
Hey, it's me, it's a Pikachu.
It's always sunny in Japan.
Get cereal crust by a big freaking guy.
Yeah.
It's always sunny in Japan. I like it.
Another Lego Star Wars game's coming. There are leaked images of Force Awakens Lego.
I know you love Lego games. You're going to buy that?
Huh? You and Tricky going to play that together?
Yeah, you're going to like touch tips.
Tricky loves them Lego games.
I didn't put this note in our Google Docs. I did put that note. So tell us about it, Daryl, since you love Lego games.
Lego games are fun. It's cool that they went back to the Lego Star Wars, especially with the movie that just popped. Yeah, the thing is about these Lego games is there's a lot of them right now. You just had Lego Dimensions, which has...
It's getting oversaturated.
Oversaturated. You just had Lego Dimensions, then you had to follow up with Avengers, and then now you got this. And my thing is, like, they're long. There's a lot to them. I know you don't like them, but they are really, really well-done games. And it's like, I haven't even beat Lego Batman 3 yet. And that one came out like 2 years ago. And so, I don't know. I'm kind of over the Lego stuff. I need...
Look at Lego Dimensions. How cool of an idea that is. And, like, I love crossovers. And the fact that they have Ghostbusters and Simpsons and Back to the Future, like, those are all things I really love, and they're all in one game. Now, imagine if they legitimately made a game other than a Lego game like that, with, like, an in-depth story and, like, I don't know. It just kind of reminds me of, like, what if Kingdom Hearts was a Lego game?
You should put that curse on it.
Then it would actually release.
Oh! Yeah, it actually might. It would. Like, that's not even a burn. It probably would.
Here's the thing, right?
It would sell a lot.
I'm going to say this, and then we can move on.
And the story would still be convoluted.
With the Lego stuff, the reason why we got Simpsons and Portal and we got Ghostbusters is because alone, Portal might sell. But like alone, those things will not sell. You know, they're not going to sell big. But if you build a game, Toys to Life game, all right, that hides behind a $100 price tag, and then you say, here's your game, and in order to buy the Ghostbusters section, you got to spend $25 for the little pack plus all the whatever accessories come with it, and then you want the, you know, which is the equivalent of DLC, but then there's like the actual toys, you know.
I got to say this.
Simpsons, Portal, all that stuff, like, the game, by the time it's all said and done,
kids don't know what
hundreds
stuff
of dollars.
Kids don't know what that
but
stuff
is. But it's not, it's
don't
not
know
made,
Simpsons are.
But it's not made for the kids. I mean, come on. That's made for us. And it works.
It made for me. Because I ain't buying that ish. And I got to defend myself here for a second. Because last episode I got crapped on. Because I had an opinion similar to Donnie. Where just because the game sells does not mean I want that game.
Well, you don't have to buy that game. But just because you don't want it doesn't mean that it shouldn't be available.
But I sat there and I said, look. I look at these Lego games that are getting made. They're selling well. I get that. Congratulations to... Who makes it? TT. Titty Games.
TT Games.
Tatas.
Hey, look, let's not argue.
Semantics.
Yeah, semantics. You know, they're doing a good job with the Lego games, okay? People enjoy them. People are buying them. I get that. But what I want to see is a more mature game where people actually took time to develop character design and story instead of just being like, you know, let's put these blocky Lego characters in a game and slap a price tag on it because people buy it and it sells. I get it. You want to make money, and it does sell. And, yeah, they may have some enjoyment to them, but that's not what I personally want to see. And now my taste in video games may be different than yours and yours from mine. It doesn't mean I'm not entitled to an opinion, I am.
You don't have an opinion.
What I agree. What I would love is instead of a Lego Avengers game, if we just got a Marvel, you know what I'm saying, like Ultimate Alliance style Avengers game.
But then it wouldn't
exactly
be good.
I would love a Ghostbuster style game in the same form.
That would be awesome. Where you get used Marty McFly and fly around on your hoverboard. And
that's not Ghostbusters, but I like it.
Yeah.
I get what you mean. Yeah. I'd love that too, because, and then it wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, but Lego sells.
That is, yeah.
Lego doesn't just sell because of it looks like a Lego game. Lego sells because the name Lego.
As someone in games media currently,
yes,
I see, you know, the benefit of a game selling. Because, you know, they make so much money off the Lego games, it'll allow them to make other games, different games later with that budget. Now,
that company's not making anything but Lego games.
I mean, if it's not broke,
it's possible. I mean, it's possible. Insomniac.
But if it's not broke, don't fix it. I get that. But
they're making something completely different than what they usually do.
But as a gamer, I also have an opinion and want to say, you know, I personally would play a game if it was made, you know, in a different style. Like, it's almost like Lego games take all the good ideas. It's like you telling me I can play Marty McFly, Egon, and Bart Simpson in a video game, but it's a Lego game? Like, hold on, that sucks. But it's also really cool at the same time.
Also, it is. You know what's even more awesome than that? The fact that I can buy that for my son. And then when my wife's like, what are you doing, 30-something-year-old man? I'm like, I'm playing Legos with my kid.
But Daryl, there's no one else in here. Dang it, Noah, I told you to stay in here while I play.
I told you to stay up past your bedtime.
Quit changing the notes, I see you. Doom. That's it, Doom.
That's it, Doom. Doom. We can move on to the next
Needs
thing.
No introduction. I'm Doom excited. It's coming out. It's a real thing. Has a release date. May 13th. Is that right? May 13th?
Yeah, that was right.
May 13th. This year.
And you're going to review it for Proving Gamer.
I'm going to review it.
For ProvingGamer.com.
Yes.
I like it.
But I'm not going to review it unless they change that cover art.
You know what, though? Like,
what's the cover art? I haven't seen it yet.
The cover art
is Master Chief.
It looks like the dude. It looks
Google it.
Yeah, it looks like the dude from Crysis.
And Halo.
And Master Chief.
And every other space marine.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got two words.
The worst part is in Doom, like, you don't ever see your guy.
You never see your guy. Even in the third one, like, when they added, like, the more of a story and a survival horror and jump scare, tactics to the game, it was like, they never really focused on your character much. It was more about the experience.
Is it The Rock?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Doom.
I like it.
So, yeah, I'm super excited. There is
Dear Lord.
There is a...
looks like a generic space marine.
Yeah, but my thing is I don't care what the cover art looks like. As long as the game is great. Like, I've waited for this game for a long time. I'm sitting there the whole time playing Wolfenstein when you let me borrow it. And I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting there like, this is Doom. Like, Doom is coming, and I'm excited. Which, if you bought Wolfenstein, you got a code for the alpha.
Which didn't. I never... They
which
never...
I would have used.
It didn't work.
But you didn't use it.
Here's the thing.
They never did
it. Took it out the goddamn case when you let me borrow it, and you never used it.
But that alpha's come and gone, and, like, we never got access to it.
Well, it was here and gone, and no... Like,
no one even knew about it.
Yeah. So, okay, guys, check out our Doom alpha, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
You know what? Speaking of other things that could just go K bye, how about that Rainbow Six?
No, sir. Frosty does not approve of your segue.
Yeah. Well,
two out of three disapproves of this, so we don't have to hear it.
Both of y'all can take a hike. Free DLC has been released for Rainbow Six.
Cut his mic.
Siege. Cut the root. Or you can buy the Season Pass for $30 and get the DLC a week early. And you get, like, weapon skins and stuff. But, like, if you don't really care about stuff, like me, I don't care about that stuff.
So
I would rather just wait and get free maps and free operators.
No, you're going to get free maps and free operators, but if you give me $30, you get it a week early.
Yeah. And or skins. You can wait and play The Division, put three clips in a guy, and him not die.
You don't sound bitter about that at all.
I was mad.
It's an RPG.
I was enjoying the game, but I was mad because nobody would die.
It's like, an RPG. You have to do a certain amount of damage to people. You can't just one-shot them.
I don't like it. I'm all about it one-shot. Hit it and quit it.
You know what I'm all about?
I'm all about getting in there, getting it quick, getting out.
All right, so this brings us to our favorite part of the podcast, Super Mega Rapid Fire. And this week's Super Mega Rapid Fire is brought to you by the Proving Gamer Podcast Champion of the World, the great one, Resident Daryl. I'm going to drop one of my beats on you this time.
Oh, sorry. That's one of my beats. I'm sorry.
So, this week in Super Mega Rapid Fire, we have some video game topics. We have the topic of the week, and we have the most important topics, wrestling topics.
Wrestling.
And the first topic of the day was breaking news, actually, before we started the show. 5 NXT talents have been released from NXT.
Bye, Felicia.
The one that I'm upset about, you know what I'm saying? We got those two French guys. You had Mongo or Mango or whatever his. I don't even remember who that dude was. I don't think he made it to the show.
Oh, don't talk about France like that. Don't talk about Germany.
About Switzerland.
Don't talk about Sweden.
Sweden.
Just for record, quick disclaimer. I love Sweden. Here at Remember the Loot, we are avid supporters of Sweden.
My bum is on the Swedish. Swedish.
Goldsberry, if you're listening, that was for you.
So anyways...
Don't do it again.
The thing I'm most upset about, and I want you guys to weigh in real quick, fast, and in a hurry, is Bull Dempsey has been let go. So there's no more Bullfit.
I'm okay with it. I don't care.
Yeah, he wasn't very good. He's kind of mediocre. He needed a real finishing move.
I think it's some bullshit he got let go.
He was good when he first came in.
Well, the thing is this.
Big guy dominating.
The thing, I love his music.
I don't remember it.
Anyways, the thing that sounds kills
pretty terrible.
Me, yeah. The thing that kills me is he didn't have a good finish.
He had the flying headbutt, didn't he?
That's not a good finish.
A big guy jumping off the top rope like that.
To headbutt you?
You never know. He could die. He could land wrong. He did.
You know what? Moving on. Kojima. Heidi Ho.
Wait, there's like four other people?
No one cares about those other people, though. It was Mongo, Mango, the two French guys.
I don't know the Mango dude. I know Sylvester LaFleur.
Anyways. Yeah. The only one that mattered was Bullfit, and that's because he was the most entertaining one out of all of them. Heidi Ho Kojima and Alberto Del Rio.
Del Rio!
I did not do that.
I know. I was just kidding. I saw Del Toro, and I was like, Del Rio! So Kojima and Del Toro are going to discuss creative visions at DICE at the end of this month. And a conversation will be moderated by
DICE.
G. Hoff. Jeff Keighley. Same guy who spoiled to the world at the video game awards that
Kojima Konami
wasn't
be there.
Is the head of Suck Clan.
Took our thunder.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, Tanner? You ready to see what Kojima and Del Rio have going on?
No, not really.
Why not? What if it's an RPG?
Okay.
What if it's a Telltale game?
Does anything excite you, Tanner?
Yes. Let us into the mind of the Tanner. Like what?
Is poetry poetry hour with Tanner Bird.
Yeah.
Let me do a slam. Slam poem. I don't know.
Do it.
You like Call of Duty? You like Mass Effect?
Yes.
What the? Why is everything that's brought up on the show like meh? You like it? I hate it.
What would oppress you, T Bird? Like, serious. Like. We need to talk about this. We don't talk anymore.
This is intervention hour. Mega Rapid Fire has been closed, and this is podcast intervention hour.
You've changed.
I've always been like this.
What about you, Frosty?
I'm excited.
You changed.
Dude, I'm crazy excited.
Kojima. The video game champion of the world. Millions of fans are all waiting in anticipation to see what Kojima will do.
The what?
Kojima. That's how I say it.
I thought I heard that.
Kojima.
So yeah, I'm. If they're talking to DICE, it's gonna sound good. Like, hey, Kojima and Del Toro are talking to DICE. Well, that sounds good.
I think they're talking about they're gonna actually talk at the
awards.
Yeah, the DICE award show.
Either way, I like it. I think it's going to be good. I'm hoping for a big announcement. I'm thinking some new cerebral survival stealth horror.
It's going to be E.T. Get it? Because P.T.
Gotcha.
E.T.
All right.
Ouch.
Moving on to the next super mega rapid fire topic, South by Southwest Video Game Awards.
Yes, so apparently there's more than one video game awards, and they all have the same games on them.
Oh, so are we excited about this or no?
Nope.
Two thumbs down from this guy. We've already had video game awards. Let's move on to the next stuff.
Don't even want to talk about their obscure awards they have? Have you even looked at awards? You don't even care. You're just like T-Bird. There's no getting through to you.
This is true.
Just kidding. We can move on.
This is true.
But no, they have a lot of really weird obscure awards. Like I was going over a few of them. It's like game with the character with the best cape. It's like, wait, what? I don't know. It's stupid. It's
really?
It's not that bad, but it's
really?
It's obscure.
Kind of like the obscure skills tree in Resident Evil Revelations 2, where you can use a bunch of your...
We almost went through a whole podcast without hearing something about Resident Evil.
Yeah, you know what?
Just when you thought it was safe.
The entire universe is rooted in Resident Evil.
No.
And you can power up your shotgun ability from the crouching position.
Yeah, like... Pretty much. That's
like really
stuff like that.
Like,
yeah.
like we want this to be as awkward and difficult as possible. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna give you power ups. We're gonna let you level your character up, but the only way this level up works is if you're in the crouch.
The only thing that'll excite me about this this particular gaming awards ceremony is if Bloodborne actually wins a goddamn award.
It's got to be good first.
Ho ho! Moving on. Street Fighter V, sucker. Street Fighter V
sucks.
We're going to have a fight night, sucker. We already said it.
I was getting into it. I was like,
told you I was going to drop them beats. So anyways, we already mentioned Street Fighter V. I wanted to go ahead and plug that Friday night fight on February 18th. One more again.
February 19th.
Same thing. check myself up sometimes.
I see that.
Ark Survival. It is Minecraft for adults plus dinosaurs.
That says dinos. I thought it said dinos. Like
Dino, the guitarist from Fear Factory?
No, like the little dinosaur pet dog from Flintstones.
We briefly talked about this last week. He's going to be in it. Cool. I'm still not any more excited about Ark than I was originally. What I am excited about is that one day it's going to be on PS4 and one day it will be fixed and finished.
Okay, y'all give me crap about Rainbow Six Siege, but Ark Survival's been in our notes for like the last three podcasts.
Well, the thing is this.
Because it's cool.
Why? It's not cool. It looks terrible.
You can ride a dinosaur.
It does look pretty terrible.
It does.
But it
looks better on PC.
But you can't, like, possibilities.
But you can ride a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Every time somebody talks about Ark Survival, I think of SpongeBob, the SpongeBob meme. Imagination. Like, it sounds really cool, but it's just...
It's not.
It's not.
Here's the thing. The reason why it's on the notes this week is because they said that PlayStation 4 owners will benefit from this Xbox One preview program because they're going to release and sell an unfinished game that's technically not in its alpha stage yet. They're going to figure it out with the community, and then they're going to turn on PS4 and say, here you go, guys, brand new game, and it's fixed, and it's good. But that could be years.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And you know what's probably going to happen by then?
Hey, it's the same thing with H1Z1.
Yeah.
It's still in alpha.
It's still in the not real, really a game
and
stage.
And it's actually one of Steam's best-selling games.
Yeah.
Let that sink
in. A lot of people stream that game on PC, though,
right? Game.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people stream that on Twitch. That's a big one. You know what else is a big one?
Call of Duty?
These shirts that we have for sale.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to
shirts.
Our Facebook group, if you go to our Twitter, Remember the Loop podcast at facebook.com or
Proven Gamers Twitter and Proven Gamer website.
All of them, anything Proven Gamer, you can find the Remember the Loop t-shirts. They are still for sale. We have a couple more weeks left. So if you would like to support this show, go check them out. Pick up a shirt, take some pictures of you and your shirt, playing games, freaking Twitch stream with it.
Well, you got to remember, we got to have 30 confirmed before they'll actually get made and shipped out.
That's
for everyone.
Right. So we need the loyal, the true, the hardcore to go out there, purchase these shirts, so that when they get them, they can scream in them.
Yep. We need 29 more to be able to actually produce them and sell them to the public.
Yes.
Legally, not on the black market.
Yes. Right.
Although that may be a better tactic.
Basically. So this concludes this week's Super Mega Rapid Fire with
pew, 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 pew.
Topic of the week.
Question of the week.
Topic, question. Question of the topic.
Same thing. All right. Here we go.
So question I went to, of topics.
Got topic.
Topic
question.
So I went to Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com.
Did you physically go there? Kind of like how I physically went to GameSpot.
Yeah, I did, actually. Gotcha. Yep. VR is the future. Future's now.
Chewy.
And the cloud.
the power of the cloud.
I can go to Facebook. Literally.
So, Facebook.com/RememberTheLoot. Twitter at RememberTheLoot. LOOT, not LUTE. Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
And our Facebook group, Facebook, or Remember the Loot podcast. And I asked, what is the worst video game / comic book movie adaptation, even if you secretly love it? I posted a picture of Street Fighter. That movie was hot steaming pow, but I really liked it.
The best part of that movie was when Zangief was watching the...
We changed the channel.
That was so good.
How about Van Damme's acting in that movie was so bad.
How about...
Let's see how good your fighting skills really are. It was so scripted. I loved it.
I liked it. I thought it was a great movie. 10 out of 10. Proven Gamer.
Pretty good.
This movie has been tried by the proven system.
Derek on Facebook says, everyone says the Super Mario Brothers movie sucked, but I have always been about that ish.
That thing was atrocious.
It was atrocious. Funny thing is, I was streaming with Goldsberry the other day, and he was talking about the Super Mario Brothers movie. I actually like the Super Mario Brothers movie because I remember it, like, watching it when I was a kid. I overlooked all its flaws. Well, looking at it now, yeah, the movie's bad. The movie's really bad.
Or it's really, really good, and your taste is really bad. There's always that.
No,
show your face, T Bird.
I saw it. Really bad movie.
Yeah, it could be a really bad movie. There's like this small group of people now that are trying to protest the Mortal Kombat movie just because it's another like
which one?
The first one. The first one was awesome.
Okay, I don't remember this first one. I watched the second one not too long ago.
Annihilation. God, dude, Annihilation was terrible.
Terrible.
It was awful.
God, turned into that really poorly drawn dragon.
Annihilate them. Dude, watch the first one.
The first Mortal Kombat movie was good.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. I'll rewatch it.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But will you? Because you that crunchy crap?
Yeah, I will. Because there's anime on Netflix, too.
Speaking of crunchy crap. Rumor Lou's brought to you by Crunchyroll. I'm just kidding.
No, we are not.
I would love that.
Joshua Hopperton on Facebook says, dude, there is only one champion of those terrible adaptations, and that is Blood Rain. I never saw Blood Rain.
I loved the first one.
They're actually all right.
Over there.
What are you saying right now? I'm just
kidding. It's good, man. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's good.
Will All on Facebook says, I think the worst adaptation of a video game / comic book would have to be the abomination that is the 2004 Catwoman with Halle Berry. That was painfully unwatchable. Yeah, I agree. That was pretty bad.
I actually have never seen it. It's on Netflix.
You're not missing anything.
Because you know I collect all the superhero movies, and I actually don't own that one either.
Because she's not a superhero.
She is. She's a bug.
She's a cat.
Yeah, one part of the movie, she's like, you know what happens to a frog when he gets struck by lightning? Oh, wait, that's X-Men. Never mind.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I went on Facebook, the Remember the Loot podcast group, and I said Resident Evil because...
Now, the second one was good.
I'm glad
the first one was good, too.
I'm glad you stole it from me.
They were okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were good films for what they are if you gave them a different title.
And the second one was the best because Nemesis.
And Jill.
And Jill. And you had, like, it was the closest thing to the actual game. Because they were in the city, and yeah. You know.
And the problem
aside
is,
from Alice running up walls. And,
yeah. Well, and the thing was, the Alice stuff was all cool, except for the fact that that doesn't actually happen in Resident Evil. So, I loved all the Resident Evil movies because they were good action flicks, good zombie-ish flicks, but they were just not good Resident Evil movies. And whenever I watched the director's commentary and all that bullcrap, and they're like, we took this scene from the Resident Evil games and we really wanted to put it in this movie because we knew the fans would like it. I'm like, the fans hate you and you keep making a ridiculous amount of money on these great 3D films and these over the top action sequences. The only reason these movies sell is because they're good action movies. They're not good Resident Evil movies.
Yeah.
They're not selling because they're Resident Evil movies.
Whenever I hear people talk like that, it reminds me of the guys that work on Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, Call of Duty, Call of Duty.
We're really working on a new experience the fans will appreciate. You know, we're going for something different and
you
change.
Get a jetpack.
Now, Call of Duty
and it's
Black
all
Ops,
the same.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3 is the wild card.
Is it? What's different about it?
Everything. Like, even the multiplayer, like, yeah, you still shoot, but it's so... That game has so much content. Like, every time you turn around...
Well, content aside, like, what makes the gameplay itself different? You know, like,
nothing. Really, besides, like, the little thrusters and stuff. Like,
the butt thrusters, remember?
Yeah,
the butt thrusters. Advanced warfare?
You had exosuits in that one. This, you actually have robotic limbs.
But yeah. You can run on walls and stuff on that one, right? I mean,
No.
My point is, like, it takes them so long to actually do something different. But if fans...
Here's the thing. They got to do it in small increments.
Yeah.
But if they change too much at once, everyone's going to maybe have, like, a big backlash and not...
Yeah, but it goes back to our Lego conversation. You know, like, what sells? If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So, Joel Duke on Facebook says, well, the first thing that popped in my head was already taken, but how about Hitman? Did you ever see the Hitman movies?
No.
Here's
the thing. I'm not a Hitman fan, so I wouldn't go actually go see the movie, but I heard that new one was pretty bad.
I am such a Hitman fan, I purposely did not watch the movie because I didn't want to have that bad taste in my mouth, you know. But then I went and saw Dragon Ball Evolution, and we'll get into that.
Why did you see that?
Dude, like...
Why?
Just because.
Why?
Just because.
That's terrible.
I didn't know before the movie came out.
You could have looked at it. It's a live-action Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah, but I was young. I was naive.
It's terrible.
It was dark times, okay? And last but not least, Jeremy Davis says, although it was more of a show and not a film, I'd say Zelda. It was rancid. Yeah, I'm guessing he's talking about the Zelda cartoons that came out, like in the...
I don't remember them.
I think maybe, early 90s. Like, Link actually talked, and he sounded like a freaking doober that you just want to punch in the face. Every episode he had this thing where he'd be like, excuse me, princess. Like, it was really annoying. Like, you should look it up. It's terrible.
Is it as bad as the Sonic cartoons?
Sonic cartoons were great.
Oh, Sonic cartoons were awesome.
I'm just kidding.
Now, which ones, though? There was like three different ones.
I don't remember. I remember there was Sonic cartoons, and I liked them.
Yeah, me too. I like the older ones, and I like the ones that came out like late 90s. It was like, more of like you could see it playing on Toonami, but it never did.
Unfortunately. Yeah, it was like on Saturday morning cartoons on
Sonic
Fox.
X?
I think that's the one. It was on
XXX?
Fox.
Oh, wait, that's something different. Never mind.
Oh, jeez. Why'd you take it there?
What?
You made it weird.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's a thing. Actually, I don't know if it's a thing. What about you, Daryl? Movies just, that were really bad.
You already told us.
Well, aside from Resident Evil.
Or some other ones. Like
that was kind of the big ones. Street Fighter, obviously. Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation was terrible. I mean, I know we've already said these, but
that was really bad.
Those are the ones that really stick out. I tell you one that was really good. Two that were just absolutely really, really good. Both Silent Hills.
Yeah.
Both Silent Hills, the theme, the character adaptations, all that stuff. Spot on.
The second one.
I think I watched the last one.
Second one was wild, dude.
You can tell the second one was a little bit more lower budget, but it was still good. And it still stayed true to.
Yeah. I saw the first one in theater. Second one, I got on Blu-ray.
The live
Dragon
action
Ball
one?
Evolution.
Live action Dragon Ball Z movie.
Tekken movies suck too. They were Tekken movies were really bad.
Yeah, you just don't make video game movies.
I think
movies
the first Tekken
action.
Was good. The second one actually had nothing to do with Tekken. I think it tried to elaborate on some kind of superpower, you know, those, I say superpower, not like a superhero, but like a mafia-style superpower, whatever.
Okay, so, I talked about Street Fighter, the legend of Chun-Li.
Yeah, I didn't.
It was a god-awful heaping pile of garbage. You want to see a good Street Fighter movie? Street Fighter 2, the animated movie.
I saw it. It was good.
Oh, God, it was good.
Because video game movies that are animated are better than live action.
The CG it Resident Evil
always,
films.
Always.
Degeneration and stuff like that, those were really
there
good.
There are fan-made videos now. Of people trying to make
better video, they're better movies.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying. Like, there's actually some people together now, getting together now, trying to make a good live action Dragon Ball Z movie. And the clips that they put out have actually been really good. But the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, I just can't do it. Like, I can't watch a live action Dragon Ball Z movie because it's gonna be weird.
So it's kind of like watching a live. Oh, I forgot one. The anime Attack on Titan. They made a live action movie.
It looks so bad.
It's so bad.
The Power Ranger movies were good.
And with all that being said, let's do some housekeeping. Just a reminder, we are selling shirts. I know we talked about this earlier. Go to our Facebook group?
It's on our Facebook, it's on our Twitter, it's on Premium Gaming Twitter, it's everywhere.
Yeah. please support the show by buying a shirt. We'd greatly appreciate it. We do have to make 30 before we can actually start producing them. It's basically a pre-order. So pre-order you a Remember the Loot shirt today. This has been Remember the Loot. We are a ProvenGamer.com podcast. Go to ProvenGamer.com, support them. Doing so, you'll be supporting us. Well, you can go and you can check out the news, previews, reviews, and podcasts, including yours truly, Remember the Loot, and their flagship podcast, Trophy Whores. We have new episodes that go up weekly. Sometimes we double up and do two episodes.
Don't forget about Whatever Talk.
Oh, Whatever Talk just dropped. Go check out our boy Donnie and his podcast. ProvenGamer.com is sponsored by Amazon. Any online shopping you want to do through Amazon, go to ProvenGamer.com, click on the Amazon link, and do all your shopping through us. It doesn't cost you any extra. I have to say any extra because
people keep asking.
Goldsberry was trying to tell me, he said, hey, if I go and click on the link, you'll pay for my shopping? I'm like, shut up, Goldsberry. Don't work that way. Go to the Amazon link of ProvenGamer.com. Do all your shopping through us. In doing so, we get a kickback from Amazon, and you get whatever you're going to get online. You're going to do your shopping anyway. That's right. And blow all that tax money. Like,
oh,
I am.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Amazon. PC.
ProvingGamer.com is also sponsored by Extra Life. So go to Proving Gamer and click on the Extra Life link and donate a few dollars. Now, all money, all proceeds go to children's hospitals. So it's all for the kids. We do not profit a dime from that. ProvingGamer.com is also giving away a free PS4 and Xbox One. So go to the site for details on how you can win. Don't miss out on this. This is a real thing. Attention, this is real. This is legit. So be sure you do that. How can they find you, Daryl?
I am at Resident Daryl on Twitter, at Resident Daryl on PSN, at Resident Daryl on Xbone and Xbox 360, at Resident Daryl on Twitch.
T-Bird?
I'm at T_Bird803. And on my PSN and my Xbox, I am T-Bird803. Same goes for my Twitch channel, T-Bird803.
You can find me on PSN at MGS_Daniel25. You can find me on Twitter at Metal Gear Frosty. And you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/ProvingGamer. I do this neat little show called The Lunch Break. I start from anywhere between 11 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. So come check out Proving Gamer's Twitch channel. We may or may not be talking about the giveaway, the free PS4 Xbox One giveaway. Just saying.
I like it.
Yeah, so come check out the Proving Gamer Twitch channel.
This week's song is brought to you by Ninja Loot, and it is called The Respect Issue. And if you are interested in checking out this album, go to rememberTheLoot.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. die out. Die out.